Bob is a hipster. He knows that maintaining his multiple presence on the web, in the cloud, and on the ground is key to the opportunities that await him. Now, with Google Glasses, he doesn't have to compromise on any of the sources of information that keep him strong. Bob is one big tool. And now, with his beta version of Google Glasses, he doesn't need to miss out on anything anymore.
Bob, are you there?
Hi, Doris. Yeah, I'm out in the garden tending my tomato plants. Record tomato plants now.
Tomato plants? What? You want me to record tomato plants, Bob? I'm sitting on a bus, about 5 minutes from my stop. Can you please just listen to what I have to say?
What? No, Doris. What are you, some kind of dinosaur? I'm instructing my Google Glasses to make you a recording of my tomato plants. Huh, I still remember how you savored every bit of the spaghetti sauce I prepared for you. Google, play back Doris' previous spaghetti event.
Bob, I really don't have time for this right now. Will you please just listen?
What? What do ya mean, just listen? That's easy. I got an app that does that, silly girl.
Bob, can your app hear this? Adjust it to listen real close. Fuck you.
Fuck me? Jeez, Doris. Chill. Google, display soothing oceanscape to Doris in 5 seconds. Doris, check it out. Got a soothing video coming your way, girl. 3, 2, 1.
Bob, eat shit. I don't want a soothing video right now. What I have to tell you is considerably more important than you and the shit you're wearing on your head. Okay?
What? I can't hear you over the soothing wave sounds. Egypt? Might be Egypt, but I doubt it. What? Hello? Google, reduce soothing volume now. There. That's better. You gonna love this technology. What did we ever do without it? Now what were you saying about Egypt, Doris?
I didn't say anything about Egypt, asshole. I said, eat shit. You moron.
Eat shit? For crying out loud, Doris, did you just instruct me to eat shit? Why would you even make that command? I mean, say that.
Because as you stumble your lame ass around your tomato plants, wearing the latest version of a propeller head cap, it's obvious to everyone except you that you're not listening. I'll tell you one thing. If I chose to wear my goddamn computer on my face, I'd like to send a drone your way to simulate a slap on the top of your hipster head, Bob. Got an app for that one?
Listening? Of course I'm listening. I launched listening now in the background. Don't you get it? I can listen to you anytime. And for as many times as I might care to. And frankly, Doris, your voice is not terribly attractive at this point. Would it surprise you if I told you that when I choose to listen back to you, I can substitute any goddamn voice algorithm that I prefer? That's choices, Doris. It's either that, or we go back to a quill on parchment. So Doris, no offense, but when I do play back this discussion, this advanced young man is gonna choose a new voice for you. I'm tentatively thinking about going with Lucy Liu, but if you have a preference, I can add that. Google, preferences, make Doris's voice Lucy Liu now. Optional voice. Doris, have you decided on an optional voice? This thing can do anything, so the sky's the limit. The Kissinger is spot on. Seriously. Oh wait. I forgot. Listening now can automatically choose your voice based on their recently updated content voice algorithm selector. Sweet. Homeboy got the beta in testing, yo. Google, select appropriate voice for Doris.
How would it be if Homeboy's algorithm tells him to go fuck himself, Bob?
What? Doris. Just a minute, it's selecting your voice. This can take a little while, but please don't speak or it throws the sample blaster off. And, bingo. Hello, Doris? Guess who just got selected to have Meryl Streep's voice simulator? I've heard that one. Spot on. So Doris, what's up with this eating shit?
Robert, I'm pregnant with our child.
Now Doris, The child can't possibly be mine. My sperm never got within 3 feet of your fallopian tubes. Google, playback Doris Bob sex act, Friday night. Look. Right there. Doris, are you watching this?